Welcome to another episode of Them Aspergers. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Looked like you were about to get involved in my intro then.
I know, I'm sorry.
Why were you going to get involved
in my
intro?
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't, but I saw your mouth open. Like, you were going to try and
I thought we were going to harmonise.
You wanted to do it in unison? No. Maybe next week. Maybe I'll allow it.
It's fine.
So, how are you?
I'm so well, thank you.
Are you?
No, I've actually got a sore throat.
Why?
I don't know.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
You're not ill, are you?
I don't know.
I'm not going to get ill doing this. Because I don't get ill.
You never get ill.
No.
Exactly.
I either don't get ill because I'm super, super healthy.
Mm.
Or I actually think, you know, I thought about this the other day, like, because of Asperger's and that kind of thing, I've realised that, like, I'm kind of, like, things like pain and, like, illness and that kind of thing, I think I kind of, like, ignore it because of my ASD. Mm. I've noticed that, like, do you remember, like, when I was hit by a car?
Yeah.
Remember them, like, always trying to give me, like, painkillers and things like that. And I noticed that I didn't need them. Like, I didn't feel in pain. Everyone kept telling me I should take them. But I didn't feel, like, that bad, even though I had, like, loads of stitches and, like, that kind of thing. I didn't really feel the need for painkillers. Like, the nurse kept bringing around those little paper cups they bring them in.
Yeah.
And I just kept not taking them. And it's the same with, like, when I'm ill. Like, sometimes I get, like, a little bit of a cold or a little bit of a sore throat, but I never take, like, a sick day. And I don't know if that's just because I'm too, like, consumed in my normal everyday, like, burger thoughts that I don't notice that meal.
Yeah.
Or I've got, like, you know, like, I've got, like, a set routine of I'm going to work today. That was the plan. That's what I'm doing. And then you get ill and you think, well, I've still got to go in because that's what I'm doing. I feel like when I phone in sick, which I've done, like, I think, like, a handful of times in my entire life, spend all day, like, thinking, oh, I shouldn't be here. This is odd. I shouldn't be at home.
Yeah.
I should be out. So, yeah, it's just something I've realised. I don't know if you're the same, but...
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same with pain. Like, if I... Well, I'm the same with, like, external pain. If I've got, like, internal pain, if that makes sense. Like, if it's something, like, from inside, then it hurts. But, like, if... I don't really get, like, external pain. So if I fall off my bike, for example, and hurt myself, I can feel it, but it's not that bad. You know, I never feel like that really hurt. Or if I cut myself, I never think, like, oh my God, I've cut myself. Like, I think I get over it quite quickly. I have, like, an initial, like, ow, and then it's done, and...
Yeah.
I've always felt like I had quite a high pain threshold, especially when I compare it to, like, seeing what other people were getting worked up about or, like, in pain about.
Yeah, I always feel like it's, have I seen anybody else, like, phone in sick or, like, injure themselves in a way that I don't think is that bad, and I spend all my time just thinking, like, are they putting that on?
Yeah, I do that.
Or, like, they just didn't want to come to work today. Like, I don't really believe other people's illness. Like, I feel like if you're... Like, because the only times I've ever not been at work because I was ill is because I was really ill, like, last Christmas.
Yeah.
Last Christmas, like, I couldn't have gone to work if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get up off the floor at one point. Where I just kind of, like, collapsed and just thought, no, I'm going to sleep down here.
No, yeah, you were ill.
But, like, I feel like everyone else that phones in sick or that kind of thing, when they ring me, I just think, you just didn't fancy working today. Because I don't believe people get, especially people that ring in sick a lot, you know?
Yeah.
I do start thinking, like, I don't believe you get ill that much. I just don't think you want to be at work. But I don't know if that's, like, I don't know if that is an Asperger thing. I don't know if we're just a bit more... I don't know, I'm a bit more suspicious of people, I think, when anybody tells me anything. And I don't know if that's because, like, I know with Asperger's, like, we're a bit more gullible, we, like, believe things more. Do you know what I mean? Like, when people say something, we tend to just go, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying, why would you lie? And I think, like, over time, I've just started thinking everybody's lying. You know, people tell me stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I wonder if that's what they think. Or it could just be, I've always thought about, like, with being sick, I don't think it bothered me so much in previous jobs, but I think because now, like, I'm a member of management, the job I'm in, I think I have like a set routine of who's coming in at what time and who's going to be in that time. And then when somebody calls in and says, I'm not coming in, it could just be an Asperger thing of, no, the schedule or routine for today was you come in at this time and you do this. So when they say I'm not coming in, I just think, what? What do you mean you're not coming in? I don't know if it just messes with my day in general.
Yeah, which I guess kind of links to this week's topic.
Yes, this week's topic, which I decided a minute before we started recording.
Yes.
Because normally, like, when we pick topics, I've said before, I usually pick it based on either stuff people have asked, things that I've seen through the week. And yeah, this one, I know you said that you were worried that this episode was going to be just talking about you. But how you've been the last few days is what really gave me the idea for this topic. But I'm not saying that, like, it's a specific you thing. I'm just saying it reminded me of a trait or an Asperger-related thing that I thought I did. And anyway, the topic is overreacting. I think it's something that we all do. Like, I've definitely done it. I've done it a few times with people. I still do it now, where I overreact to certain situations. And it's not like it's the same overreaction to everything. I have, like, massively kicked off at people over things that I've then found out I just didn't get. So, like, there's situations where I've not got the full information yet, you know. So I'm expecting someone to do something. Say I'm expecting someone to turn up on, I don't know, Wednesday. And they say, oh, well, no, I'm not coming around. And then, like, I'm all like, what do you mean you're not coming around? This is what we said. This is what we agreed to. And I'm, like, going, like, crazy. Like, I'm shouting a little bit. I'm getting, like, a little bit irate. Like, I'm either getting irate with the person or at home on my own. I'm, like, stomping about and, like, going, oh, this is ridiculous. Like, supposed to be doing this, doing that, doing whatever, and then going crazy for a bit. And then they're like, the reason I'm not meeting you on Wednesday is because we actually said Thursday. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, we did say Thursday. And then I think, oh, have I just... And then I get, like, this weird, like, almost, like, embarrassment where I think, like, oh, did I just massively overreact to that? And it can be with anything else. Like, it's like getting upset about stuff that there's not... really, it's not really that big a thing to get upset about. And I don't know if it's because, I don't know if, like, because I know a lot of people think that people on the spectrum aren't really, like, in touch with their emotions, or we're not emotional, you know, people that have it. We're not really people that have any sort of reaction to anything, which it's not like a set thing. It's not like we're all one or the other. So we either just don't react to anything ever, or we overreact to everything. I feel like there's an imbalance. Like, I don't overreact to stuff that everybody else is, like, freaking out about.
Yeah.
Like, I remember working for a company that went into, like, liquidation, and we were all being made redundant, and everyone was freaking out, and everyone's like, what are we going to do, and what, that kind of thing. But I literally just kind of was like, yeah, okay, like, fine. It was a job I'd had for a long time. It was the only job I had. It was, like, my full-time job. It's how I paid for stuff. But for some reason, I didn't react to it in any way that everybody else was. I wasn't starting to think, like, how can I afford bills now? How can I afford to do this? I just took it as, oh, it's one of those things that happen. But then, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I could go to Sainsbury's, go get some broccoli. They've got no broccoli. And I'm like, do you know what I mean? Like, going out of my mind about it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that we've kind of touched upon it in other topics we've talked about. And obviously, like, because we only do an hour an episode, like, we do some, like, proper, not really much detail sweeping stuff about some things, which some people have, like, sent us messages saying, can you do another episode on this, or can you go into more detail about that?
Yeah.
And this is kind of related to, it's almost in there with meltdowns. I can't think of any other episodes we've done, but I know we talk about it. But I've noticed that this week, with you in particular, there's been situations where in the past things have happened to you and you haven't reacted at all.
Yeah.
But then lately I've noticed things have happened and you've just gone, like, everything's ruined. That's it now. This is ruined. That's that knackered. We're in trouble for, like, the next 4 months now. This can't be fixed. and you've just like gone, you did it yesterday where like it wasn't a big deal. It was just, it didn't matter. Like it doesn't matter now. But like at the time you were like swearing, shouting, like.
I don't think I was shouting.
You were a little bit. You were a little bit.
At who?
Me, but not like at me. You were just raising your voice, but not shouting at me directly. The things you were shouting at, you were just angry, but made your voice really loud. And yeah, I just remember thinking like, okay, like this doesn't really matter that much, but all right. And yeah, it's the same with other people I've met that are on the spectrum, or like customers we deal with that are on the spectrum. Like I have noticed if you can just go from completely fine to like proper, like irate and agitated and like kicking off, like one of them in particular that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Do you remember like when he tried to sell something to us and
we didn't have any money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like he was fine and happy and that kind of thing, and then all of a sudden he was screaming.
Oh no, when it failed.
Yeah. Screaming, swearing, like there were people next to him that were like trying to back away from him because he was freaking them out. Like he just went absolutely mental. And then like when we went, oh actually no, it's this, he just like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it's hard to with him in general, I couldn't decide if it was a normal reaction and he was just playing on it. Cuz I mean there are some people out there that are on the spectrum and I know a few that know that what they've got gets them certain things. So some of them play on it a little bit like at times. And in that example, I think he knew that if he did that, most people that are NT don't know how to handle someone on the spectrum. So they, you know, just think, well, they can't help it. I guess if I just give them what they want, then they'll calm down.
Yeah.
So I think in this situation, he might have been putting that on just to get what he wanted. However, the thing he was mimicking or pretending to do is a genuine thing,
yeah.
Which is how he knows to do it. So it's not valid in the sense of he didn't react in a way that's actually the normal reaction, but he did something that we all do. And yeah, it is definitely something that no matter how much I try not to, it's kind of combined with like we did the obsessive thoughts episode. It's kind of in there with that. So like, something happens, initially you get that feeling of that's not that big a deal, it doesn't matter. But then like your obsessive thoughts think about that thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And over again. And then before you know it, like you just, do you know what I mean? You've just gone nuts.
Yeah.
Or it can be like a combination of things that are similar. So I think with you yesterday, I think what you had was the thing that happened, obviously we can't go into too much detail, but the thing that happened was related to something else we'd already been talking about. So we've been talking about this one person all the time, about like this, they've done this wrong. And I think you'd been like ruminating and that had been getting in there and you'd been having these thoughts about it. And then one more thing. And
yeah,
then,
it was one more thing.
And then like you just like was like, well, oh, this is it. Like, do you know what I mean? But if you think about the one incident, it doesn't really matter. But like, if you compare that with everything else, and I know NT people do that too. It's just, I feel like with Asperger's, there are things that we do that are the same as what NT people do, but we do like a more intense, more exaggerated version of the same thing. So it's always like when you explain to someone that's neurotypical, this is how this is and this is how we react, or this is how you do this, or this is how, you know, if you explain like sensory stuff or meltdowns or that kind of thing, and an NT person goes, yeah, I do that, that doesn't seem like that big a deal. I used to think, like in the past, I used to get really like angry and just be like no, like, but then I realized that I'm just not explaining it right. Initially when people used to say it, I used to think that they either were trivializing what I had and telling me that I was making a big deal out of nothing, when they'd go, I do that though. But then I realized later on down the line that they probably do that, but they don't do it to the same level that I do it. And that's why I'm autistic and that's why they're not. So some things we do the same thing they do. It's just our version of it is a lot more intense. And yeah, this is one of those things, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, like the thing yesterday, I think you're right, it was just a thing that I'd been like ruminating on, and it had kind of been like winding me up a little bit all week, and I think it was just a final push. But the thing is, as soon as I had stopped ranting, I knew that I'd overreacted.
Yeah.
I was really aware of it. And I kept saying to you, I'm sorry for massively overreacting. Because I knew it. It's just this weird... And I don't really get angry. That's not a thing that... Like, I... But it was just a wave of anger, I suppose, that it was strange. I think a lot of things as well, for me, I don't really... I do the same as you. So all the things that people think like would be a big deal, and things that people say something's happened and a family member has to tell me, and it's quite a big deal. But then when they tell me, for me, I just think, okay, that's fine. And I'm like that with a lot of things. I don't really care about the big stuff, but it is just the little things, and it's the little things that wouldn't always bother me, but depending on the circumstances around it or what's been happening that week, will really get to me. And it's a really quick thing. And then once it's happened, so now this final step, like, thing happened and it pushed me and I went a little bit overreacting. Now it's like a clean slate. So the things that were bothering me, I'm sure if another thing happened now, I'd just sort of go, okay.
You got it out of your system.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting it out of my system.
Yeah, which is like, it's like when I said about meltdowns. Like my therapist explained to me that meltdowns are kind of like, she kind of referred to it as like a glass of water. And then like you have like a build up. So like each bit's just adding more and more like water into the glass with everything that goes wrong or would do it. And then eventually the glass gets full and then it's like one more bit goes in and it just spills out.
Yeah.
And it all comes out in like, in the meltdown, and you have the meltdown until enough is out of the glass. I mean, it's still in there a little bit because obviously you can't just tip it over, but yeah, it's just like it comes out enough until it can hold more again, and you just do that. And she explained to me that's what meltdowns are. It's because NT people just have like normal emotion reactions to stuff. You know, one situation happens, they react.
Yeah.
Next situation, they react. But with like Asperger's, you kind of don't react to stuff at all until it builds up, and then you have a reaction. But then it can take months, you know. You can just have an overreacting a reaction to stuff that was that happened months ago, you know, but it just needed that one more thing to happen.
Well, yeah.
And there's no, like, real time period, I feel. I feel like it can just happen anytime. So, like, it could be, so say it's the same thing over and over again, but it originally started, like, 3 months ago. I feel like you're always at that level of this could tip me over the edge at any point, but you stay at that point until it does.
Yeah.
There's no real bit where you let it go and then calm down again. I feel like you just stay waiting for that one thing to happen and then you can kick off. But that doesn't necessarily mean what I mean with like overreacting. I feel like it's not just the build up. Have you ever had ones where they just came out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Like to stuff, and even you're not sure why you went that way about it. Because I definitely get them all the time, where there's no build up, there's no like ongoing thing that's winding me up. It's just sometimes I'll just like just go nuts at someone or just like massively overreact to something that I just think, why have I just done that? But initially at the time, I feel like it's justified. It's not till after when I've thought about it that I just think, why did that happen? And I have no explanation for it at all.
Yeah, I think with me, I find that I don't... it's not very often that I overreact to something that someone else has done. I think with me, I usually overreact to things that I've done. I think this goes with my... I don't really get angry at other people very often. It's usually just at myself. So, for example, I overreacted a few weeks ago when I went to Sainsbury's because I'd gone to Sainsbury's to pick up something sweet because I really wanted something sweet. I couldn't make a decision. I ended up going home, but then as soon as I got home, I was really annoyed at myself and like probably overreacting,
just because I couldn't make the decision and that had annoyed me. But it wasn't a big deal, and then I was fine and I wasn't annoyed at myself anymore. But I don't know why it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to do this podcast, not really just to, because normally we just talk about like our experiences and stuff, but it was kind of just to figure out why it happens. Because obviously it could be sensory, it could be like you were ruminating about something, it could be just that you were due a meltdown, but it does just occur. I sometimes like, I feel like I'm totally in control of how I'm going to do stuff. And most of the time I am, like my interactions with anyone, like I'm usually quite good with them or I know what I'm doing. But then there's just times where I'll just massively like overreact to a situation and I don't know where it's come from. It's like people like having jokes with me or, do you know what I mean? Like making fun. So most of the time I can take it. Like most of the time I'm okay with it, you know, like, but then there's sometimes where I just get massively offended.
Yeah.
And just think, like, what is this? Like, there's been loads of times where I've like, had a go at someone or, like, shouted at them or that kind of thing when they were joking, where they've had to go, this was a joke. And I was just like, well, it didn't sound like a joke. And then, like, there's even that bit after where I'm just like, well, it didn't sound like a joke. It wasn't a joke. Like, you meant what you were saying to me. And then they're like, no, seriously, it was a joke. And I'm just like, they're just saying that. They're just saying it's a joke now because they want to get out of the fact that I figured out what they were doing, you know? And like, I get a bit like that. And then I'm constantly like telling them that it was wrong. And they're just like, seriously, you need to let it go. We were joking. And I was just like, you weren't joking. I can tell when someone's joking. You weren't joking. It's just, you weren't expecting me to like question you about it. So this is why you're trying to back out of it now. And I get a bit like that. And I'm like, I'm 100% convinced that I'm right. And like my reaction is justified and this is how I'm supposed to be and they're wrong and they're just trying to like squirm out of it. And then it takes me some time and then like maybe that night I think, oh, maybe they were joking. Maybe I just don't get like their like humor and that kind of thing. And I think it is probably like, I think a lot of mine are aimed at things people do, but it sounds like yours are more at yourself.
Yeah, mine are always at myself. Like I think I'm probably harder on myself than other people. And also I hate getting into conflict with people. I'm not scared of it and it doesn't bother me. And I'm not worried about upsetting people or anything like that. I don't really have that. It's not a case of I want everyone to like me or I want to be everyone's friend. I just don't like getting into arguments because I can't be bothered. And also I really don't like shouting. I really don't like people shouting at me, so I think I don't really get annoyed at other people as much as I can. Even if someone does something that I am annoyed about, I don't usually let it come to the surface. It's different at work when I am a member of management. So if someone's done something wrong, I have to tell them. And like I said, that doesn't bother me. But I mean, when it's personal and it's a personal thing of you've done this thing that's upset me or whatever, I don't like having the conversation about it. So I think that's why maybe I take out anything that if someone else has done something that's annoyed me, maybe I just end up taking it out on myself if I can. Even yesterday with the thing that annoyed me that was someone else, like I was sort of in my head flipping it round to this is your fault or you've done something wrong, just because I don't like having the anger at other people. And I feel like if I'm annoyed at myself, I can really get it across and I can really almost punish myself just in my head, just by having a go at myself. Does that make sense?
I suppose it's all different, but I can't decide where it stems from, because like a lot of mine are based on, because I believe that I can understand like NT people well. And
yeah.
Like obviously I feel like I've learned how NT people do stuff enough that I get them. And I feel like my overreactions have come from misinterpreting. I think I've got it in my head that I definitely know I definitely know how NT people work now, and I definitely know what they think or what they mean when they say certain things, and I definitely know, like, when they do something. You know, like, how you're always convinced that you know what other people are thinking?
Yeah. Yes,
it's kind of, it's kind of like that. Like, I know what they mean. If I think I know someone well enough and I know what they mean and they do something that I interpret as what I think they, you know, meant by whatever they said, I then react to it. And if it's something that I think is different to how they are or goes against the normal way of things, I take it as, like, hostility towards me. And then I'll, like, just start, like, kicking off either at them, where I'll start having a go at them about it, or I'll talk to you about it, or yeah. You know what I mean? In my head I'm just like, oh, I know what they were doing, like, I know what they were doing, like, why were they doing that? And, like, they think it's okay to do that, and then you've heard me, like, go on while I, like, yeah, rants about that kind of thing. But it could just be with me that it's a case of I forget that I'm autistic, like, all the time I forget that I'm on the spectrum. I just sometimes forget I am, and it's okay that I've misinterpreted what someone said, and I don't really follow NT stuff because I don't have the same reactions to, I suppose it's hard to explain, but, like, you know, like how I said that I think one of the things that was explained to me that Asperger's is when you're talking to somebody, there's something off in your brain that fires something off to get feedback on,
yeah,
on what they mean, or it's kind of like what empathy, sympathy is, that kind of thing. And I think I've just not understood them, because my ability to talk to NT people is based on what I remember about that person and what I know about that person and what I, you know, the template I've put in for that person I'm talking to. And there's gaps in it, but I forget there's gaps in it. So there's bits where I'm just completely, like, lost with what's happening. And obviously I haven't got the thing that naturally tells me to assess the situation. So I just get agitated, and then, like, I find myself overreacting over, like, the smallest things because I've misunderstood. But mine are always aimed at people, or it's always aimed at, like, not some shop not having what I want, or something going wrong with, like, my routine or schedule for the day. It's never about me. It's always about external stuff.
Yeah.
And my anger or, like, frustration or getting upset is related at the thing that's not going with the set.
Yeah.
The set plan. Because obviously I have loads of coping mechanisms, and we are going to do an episode on coping mechanisms at some point, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, and one of them is to, I have, like, a set way of doing everything, and that makes me appear NT. But I know there's still gaps in it, and I think once somebody hits those gaps, that's where I overreact and do, like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, a big part of my overreacting is feeling like I've messed up, or feeling like I should have done something better. I think I overreact a lot, usually in my head, not out loud, but I think I overreact a lot when I think at work I've done a bad job, or I could have done things better, especially if what I've done at work is then going to impact you because you work there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to feel like I've made more work for you, or feel like I haven't contributed enough, or something like that. Like, I get really hard on myself for that. I always want to do the best job. And that's a thing for me. I think that's a thing in, like, my life. I always want to be the best at everything, because I don't have that. I'm not the sort of person that thinks I need to be the best, and if I'm not, that's going to annoy me. I don't have that mentality, but I always want to be really good at what I'm doing. It's not a case of being the best or being better than anyone else, but just for my own personal thing, I want to be really good at what I'm doing. And I think the most of my overreaction comes from doing something but not doing it to the best of my ability, which sounds like a weird, I'm so driven, but it's not. It's just the way I am. Like, I've always, if I've decided I want to learn something, I want to learn everything about it. Like, if I've decided I'm going to do something, I want to do it, and I want to do it well. And then it's the same at work. I want to do my job really well, and if I do anything that isn't good, or if I've forgotten to do something, or if I feel like I've, yeah, just things like that, I think that's where I go really hard on myself, and I think that's where I overreact. And it's the same with other parts of my life. Like, when I'm overreacting, usually it's because I feel like I've done something not the best I could have done it. And that's, I think that's what it is. Like, now I'm just thinking about things that I've overreacted to, and I think that that is probably where it all stems from, is just feeling like I haven't done something as well as I could have done.
What's your, like, main, like, response then? So what do you do? That's your main overreaction. Would you say, what's the, if somebody, like, I know you said you don't do it in front of a lot of people and that kind of thing, but would you say you do the same thing every time?
Probably. I think when I overreact, I get annoyed. Like, I think that would be the emotion that I go to. It depends what it is. So obviously yesterday when I was annoyed, you said I was shouting and swearing. I actually don't remember that.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, like, shouting for you. Like, I'm not, like, normal shouting, but, like, I would say you definitely raised your voice to the point where I think one of the guys we're working with could hear you.
Oh.
But would you say that's the normal thing? Do you just find yourself, because it's, is it mainly, like, a frustration thing, or would you say it's different depending on the situation?
I think for me it's usually the same. I think it is. It's usually just, yeah, intense frustration. When I'm on my own, it's probably the same. Like, I'll just say things to myself, because I talk to myself anyway.
Yeah.
I think when I'm on my own, it's a lot of just being quite hard on myself, just not being very nice, just being like, you're stupid, or why are you being such an idiot, and just sort of things like that. But then as soon as I've calmed down, it's like it never happened. Say I'm annoyed because I forgot something, because I am quite a forgetful person. So
yeah.
Say I've gone to the shops and I went to get this specific thing, and I've got home, realised I haven't got it, and for some reason I'm massively overreacting to it, I'm really annoyed at myself and being really hard at myself, but then it's done. If I then go to the shops and forget something again, I don't come home and have the same reaction, because it's not like I react. When I'm overreacting, it's not because I will always overreact to that thing. It is just a case of sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Because, like I say, once I've calmed down, if I then go and do the same thing again, usually I'm just like, oh, silly me, I guess I'll just go get that tomorrow instead. But it's just, I guess, like you say, it's a build up, depends on circumstances.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm just talking about, like, the actual reaction itself. So for anyone that's listening to this and doesn't know what we mean, because it's kind of something that is there, and I think it is common to Asperger's, is that we either, yeah, overplay a situation, or we've become so confused or don't understand what's happening that our reaction to it is not the normal reaction to that situation.
Yeah.
And it makes us stand out. So that's what I mean. Like, that for me is something you can tell there's something off with someone, or that they might be on the spectrum if their reaction to it is not the normal reaction.
That's okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? Considered.
Yeah, I guess then if I'm with other people and I'm overreacting, like I say, I really don't like letting people see this side of me, so I'll try not to. But I guess if I have to, and probably with you, because I don't mind, like, showing you, it's probably talking about whatever I'm overreacting to as if it's gonna ruin the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, acting like there's no way forward, I won't get past this, everything's ruined for the rest of eternity. It's probably that. It's quite a childish response, I suppose. And it's almost like, no matter how much you try and say, this isn't a big deal, or why are you being like this? I'll be like, because everything's ruined. Because how do you not understand that this is everything?
Yeah. Yeah. But have you ever had, like, just an outburst? So, like, you've been in public, something's happened, I mean, you've read, like, maybe not so much anymore, but, like, for example, this guy that I said that was He went,
oh, yeah.
Have you ever done that where, like, you've just said something and the person you're with or knows just kind of gone, whoa, what's happening here? Like, that kind of thing. Do you ever get that? Because I do that all the time. I've always, like, definitely as a child and, like, growing up, I've definitely had just angry outbursts where I've said something, like, really aggressively or swore for no reason or, like, I'm especially with, like, messaging someone. So, like, I'll just send, like, a really, like, strong message to someone about something that's not that big a deal. Do you know what I mean? Like, I found something that somebody's supposed to have done, hasn't done it. It doesn't matter too much that it's not been done. And the normal reaction would be like, have you done this yet? And they're like, no. And you're just like, oh, are you ever going to do it? Do you know what I mean? Whereas my reaction is just like, what is going on? Why have you not done this yet? Like, we've talked about this. I've told you this hundreds of times and you still haven't done it. Like, why have I got to do everything? And like, it's, I go on like these like rants. And, like, the thing they're meant to do is chuck the bin out, you know? But for me, I feel like that's the order of things. Like, that's the way it's got to go. And I need everything to be a certain way. And I need everything to be within, like, the routine or stability that I need to get through the day. So, like, it is kind of for me, like, it's a coping mechanism is to have that kind of thing and have everything a certain... like everything has to be a certain way. And then I've got someone that's differing from it, but the way they're differing from it for anybody else, if they're doing it to anybody NT, it's not that big a point on the day. So say like it is chucking the bin out, I've asked them to do it, I wanted it done and it hasn't been done. If you're NT and talking to somebody else's NT and you're like, that bin has not been thrown out yet, you just sort of go, chuck it out, like, have you ever done it? Just get rid of it. But for me, like, I'll come in, say to someone, okay, I'm gonna go do this now, I'm off, throw the bin out. Then I'll come back after, like, a certain amount of time, come back and see the bin has not been thrown out.
Yeah.
It's not my reaction is, come on, chuck the bin out. Or, oh, I'll just chuck it out. Do you know what I mean? Like, my reaction is, like, why is this still here?
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, this was, I was expecting to come back and see an empty bin. Look at the bin. Like, it's still, like, full. This is ridiculous. And then go find the person and be like, do you want to explain this? Do you know what I mean? And it looks like I'm, like, being, like, ridiculous over, like, that kind of thing. And it's stuff like that that happens for me, where to the person that they're talking to, they just think, what is his problem? Like, does he really hate bins that much? But really, it's just, it's like a smaller thing in like a bigger plan for the day.
Yeah.
And it needs to all go a certain way. And like, I think I need everything to be a certain way so I can continue to like be out in public, talk to people, interact with the world in general. And but for that to happen, I need to have everything run a certain way and be a certain way. So I feel like my reactions are because I'm trying to protect myself from what eventually could become a meltdown. So they're like little flag posts of this hasn't happened now, and if something else doesn't happen and then something else, I could have a meltdown. So this needs sorting now. So there's like this level of panic or hostility because I'm a little bit like, quick, get it done, because if you don't get it done and then something else happens while I'm still waiting for this, this could have like a much bigger effect on me later on in the day. So my reaction is one that's quite harsh because I feel like that will get this person to move faster about it, you know. And I've always kind of done that. I've always kind of like overreacted or shouted at people, or I think there's been loads of times I can remember that when I was a child, I like would just scream at people, like my mom, my dad, that kind of thing, over nothing. But really it's because I needed that thing doing, because it would have a knock-on effect on the next thing and the next thing if it wasn't done now. So I feel like when I'm doing it, I think it's a good like insight to me that I'm using it as some sort of coping mechanism. When I'm overreacting, it means that something's not going to my daily plan, you know. So I think if you ever see me do it, or see me get frustrated or shout or do you know what I mean, like get aggressive or anything like that, then it is just because of it's not sticking to the plan, you know, it's not sticking to what I need for the day. And like, as much as I've realized that with these episodes and podcasts, I do talk about like my anger and like I get hostile and that kind of thing, I just feel like that's my main reaction to everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. Like with yours, I guess you have a varying degree of reactions, but For me, it does seem to be the anger thing, and I think we should probably do an episode on like anger and that kind of like thing in general, because I feel like it's my main reaction. My main reaction to everything is like aggression.
Yeah.
And I know it's common with those on the spectrum and on the spectrum, but my overreaction is usually an angry one.
Yeah.
And it happens. It doesn't happen so much anymore because, like I said, once I got diagnosed, I kind of took myself out of a lot of situations, and I don't do a lot of things now that would cause it. But I would say most people that have ever like been in a relationship with me or know me or that kind of thing, they would say that and the times I have overreacted, my overreaction has always been an angry overreaction.
Yeah.
And one of like frustration. And I do, thinking about it now, I think it is just because I have coping mechanisms, or I have massive structures in place day to day to get through my day. And I feel like the only way to keep them in line and to keep them running is aggression tends to get people to stick to the plan.
Yeah, I would say that about you. I think if something happens that I know you're not going to like has happened, I know that it's going to be an angry response from you. Not that I think you're really angry, and usually if it is an angry response, it's just a quick one. It's brief and then it's done.
Yeah, but like I get little, that's what I'm saying, like I get little spurts of it.
Yeah.
And then after it's happened, I go back to that didn't happen. Which I think a lot of people find confusing with me, is I will just aggressively have a go, shout or whatever, and then straight after I'm just like, so, how are you? You know, how's things going?
Yeah, I quite like that. I find that easier to manage than not knowing. I am fine with someone just changing their reaction, whereas I know for a lot of people, a closure or like, let's talk about it. But I'm quite happy to, if someone's annoyed at me, then be annoyed and then they've got it off their chest and they're fine. That for me makes sense. I find you make sense because you sort of, your mood is how you are.
Yeah.
You don't like pretend.
Yeah, I suppose like it's one of those. Yeah, I suppose because you do get those people that are upset with you, but you don't know they're upset with you. They're just doing things like not talking to you or ignoring you, or you know, they're doing those kind of things. The NT things that the neurotypical world do to show someone they're upset is they do the not talking to you or not like looking at you, or oh, you know, they just, you go into a room, they leave a room. Which probably works when it's NT to NT, but I feel like when you're NT and doing that to someone on the spectrum, 9 times out of 10, I don't notice they're doing it.
Yeah.
I find them leaving a room when I go in is coincidental. Or, do you know what I mean? They're not talking to me. I haven't realised that it's been like 2 hours and they've not said a word to me. None of that kind of happens. Until eventually they have to go, I'm still angry with you, you know? And I'm just like, are you? Oh, about what? And then they tell me what it is, and I just think, oh, that, like, why?
Yeah.
And I guess that's the normal reaction to stuff, whereas, like you said, with me and you, there's just a quick, like, blast of it, and then I'm good. And I think that a lot of people find that hard to deal with in my case, because I will just, like, have an outburst and then go back to normal, like it didn't happen. And they just kind of like, and then that, sometimes it upsets them, and then they're upset with me because of what I've just done, and I don't realise they are because I got it out of my system and I'm good now. But then like an hour later, they're like, I'm still angry, or I'm still upset. You really shouted at me, and I'm just like, when? And then they tell me, I'm just like, that was like 2 hours ago. And then since then, I've been talking to them as normal. So they've not been talking to me, but I've been stood next to them chatting like normal, like it's fine. And I haven't realised that I upset them, because I'm no longer angry. So I don't, do you know what I mean? I don't dwell on it. So then when they start dwelling on it, that's where there's a problem, because they want to talk to you about it. So they want to go, I want to talk about what you did. And then I go, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they tell me what I did. But then once they tell me what I did, I remember doing it and I remember why I did it. And then I start getting angry again because, like, it's kind of, like, reminded me, oh, wait, yeah, that did happen earlier. Like, why did that happen? Why has that got a mess with this? And then before you know it, I'm back to where I was.
Yeah.
But I think if you're with someone on the spectrum or know someone on the spectrum, they'll just have the outburst and then just go back to normal again. And the best thing to do really is to just
go back to normal
with them. Yeah, don't like think anything of it really.
I think it's hard. I think it's hard to explain because I think we're talking about overreacting from our perspective, but also I think, like I say, I don't really, and you don't also, like, we don't really react to the big things that I guess for most people would have some sort of big reaction. We don't really have that, whereas it's the little things. And I think it's difficult because from an NT perspective, I'm sure looking at us overreact to tiny things, they think, why are you overreacting to that? But equally, when NT people are reacting to the big things that make sense, in my head I think, why are you overreacting about that? That's not a... You're overreacting. I think that's almost like a crosswires thing. Because I've had that a lot too, where I've seen someone respond to something that I know is a more typical response, but I think... That's a bit dramatic.
Well, I mean, that's the... And I know I'm going to do this again, but that's the empathy side of it, I guess. Where they're having a reaction. So say, like, say a family member dies. The NT person is having the reaction to a family member dying.
Yeah.
A normal NT person that's talking to someone will remember when they've had someone close to them die, and they know what that feels like. So they then, that's sympathy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they like go, I totally get it, I felt that, I want that kind of thing. But like,
that's empathy.
Either way, like I'll never get them right, it doesn't matter. But like, when you're on the spectrum, somebody has like a family member die, and you try and remember when a family member's died for you, and you just think, I didn't react to that. So why are you being this way?
Yeah.
And like you initially go with that. There's no part of you that goes, oh, they're sad because of this. You kind of like know that's what it is, but I know that's what it is because I know that's how NT people react to someone died in the family, but I can't feel what they're feeling. So I just think, how would I react to this situation? And how I've reacted in the past, that situation has been like nothing happened.
Yeah.
So then I start thinking like, so why aren't they just doing that? This looks horrible what they're doing.
Yeah.
Why don't they just do what I do? And I find it weird, so I don't know how to interact with them, talk to them. Like I found when anyone's gone, oh, my granddad died, I just tend to just go, oh, okay. And what are you doing later today?
Yeah.
You know, and like that's how I am. But then I'm completely the way around when I overreact to something that's minor.
Yeah.
Like I do it and then like I don't think about like I don't expect anybody else to get it because they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
An NT person watching me kick off because a bin's not been emptied doesn't understand why. I think what they think is like I'm having like some sort of like mental breakdown. And because, you know, even though like a few people we work with know I'm on the spectrum, if you saw someone that you didn't know was autistic going, so why has the bin not been emptied?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just think like either that person's an angry person or the stress of life is just getting to them now that like they're just, everyone's got to like tread on eggshells to like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're just going to, but for me, I just go from, I'm fine, this is good, I'm fine, this is good. This is not okay, I'm fine, this is good. This, like, do you know what I mean? And like, you've got to like get into like that kind of thing that like, because then NT people, if they see you do it, they spend the rest of the day going, oh, like, better keep a distance from him. Or they go, are you okay? And then you just sort of like, yeah, why? What's up? And they're like, oh, we just saw you shout at the bin. yeah, I know. And they're just like, is everything all right at home? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I've had that. I remember with my ex-boyfriend, because this was before I had any sort of inkling that I was on the spectrum. I mean, he thought there was something going on with me, but he didn't know what. But I do remember there being a day where my granddad died. I got a call from my mum in the morning to say, your granddad's died. My mum was really upset on the phone, whatever. I got off the phone and he said, are you okay? What are you going to do? What should we do? I had the day off work anyway, but I probably would have gone, I would have just gone to work. It wouldn't have bothered me, but it was my day off. And I just went, well, we're going for breakfast, aren't we? And his response was, yeah, do you still want to go to breakfast? Are you okay? And I thought, yeah, I'm fine. And then when we got to the place we were for breakfast, I was really excited to order the food. I'd been really looking forward to it. But he was being sort of treading on eggshells, sort of being weird because he knew that my granddad had just died. And then I was annoyed because I was like, can't we just enjoy this breakfast?
Yeah.
And it was like he was waiting for the response. But then equally, I think it was the next day, I couldn't find, I had one sock, but I couldn't find the matching sock that I wanted to wear that day. And I was getting really worked up. And I could tell for him, he thought, so the day your granddad died, yesterday, you were fine with no response, but now over a sock. And then I think in his head, he thought, oh, this must be, you're reacting to this because of what happened yesterday, which I think is what he said to me. And I just went, no, I just really wanted to wear this pair of socks. I don't have the same response to the big things. I feel like I'm incapable. But yeah, the little things, if I've set myself a plan, and I think where the overreaction comes from is if you've got in your head that something's going to be a certain way or a certain thing's going to happen and then it gets messed up. I think a lot of Asperger's and being on the spectrum, I think a lot of meltdowns and overreactions and really most of our emotional responses to things come from a routine or a disruption of a routine.
Yeah.
I think that's a majority of it. Not always, not with every single thing, but I think a lot of it, definitely from what I can remember of times that I've been like that, has come from I have thought something would be a certain way and it wasn't. I planned a routine and it didn't go to plan. Or someone acted in a way that I hadn't expected. It all comes from just something happening that was unexpected.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because I was thinking about that while you were saying, like, I feel like the big stuff that, like, demand a reaction that NT people react to, I just feel like it's, I don't know if it's either just too much and people on the spectrum just, it just goes completely over their heads because they're incapable of dealing with it, or we just are like, I don't know, impervious to it. We can't, nothing can, like, no big stuff. So the stuff that's the big things that you react to, like deaths, breakups, losing your job, whatever. I think for those on the spectrum, I don't know if it's too big a thing, so we can't react to it.
Yeah.
Because we obviously do the overreacting to the little stuff. So, yeah. Like, imagine if we did react to something like that. So we're just incapable of doing it because what it would require is too much mental, yeah, physical strain on somebody on the spectrum, so we just don't. Or we just, it's too much of a bigger thing. So, like, most people on the spectrum just live day to day. So we have our set routines, we have our set way we do everything every day, and we don't do bigger picture stuff. I don't think about my future. I don't think about, like, where I'm going to be 5 years from now. Like, I'm incapable of that. I couldn't tell you really what I'm going to be doing next week. And I've never thought about the future. I've never thought long term about anything.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I just live day to day. I think about the small stuff, what I'm doing each day. So I'll think about the next day. So, like, maybe at some point later on today, I'll start thinking about tomorrow. But yeah, that's it. I don't think about the big stuff. And I think maybe that's where the NT reactions come from, like someone dying, is because when somebody dies, that's going to have an impact on the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because you've had someone that's there the whole time and now they're not there and you won't see them anymore. But I feel like that in itself is something that we don't think about. I don't think about that for the rest of my life, I won't see this person anymore. That thought won't enter my head. It'll be the day-to-day stuff. And say it's like a family member that you didn't see every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And if they're not actually crucial to your routine, then you won't notice they're not there. And even though that sounds like horrible or like clinical or whatever, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
Whereas the day-to-day stuff is the stuff that we need to get through the day. So when that stuff starts going wrong, we have the reaction somebody else would have to, say, I don't know, something much bigger.
Yeah.
Because we still have the reactions that an NT person would have. It's just where they're aimed at or where they come from is different. So, like, I would only think about what I'm doing throughout the day. And I guess if that differs, that's where my reaction comes from. I can't react to it normally because I can only stay within that day anyway.
Yeah.
So I feel like the bigger stuff doesn't really affect me.
Because, yeah, I see that.
Because it can't. Because why would it? It's not a long term. I don't think long term about anything. I never think about, well, think about that further down the line, or what's that going to mean in like 3 months' time. It doesn't enter my head. I just think, is it going to affect me today? And if the answer is no, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think with my granddad dying, it's not that I didn't care, but it's that I can cope with that because he wasn't part of my routine.
Yeah.
I didn't have a routine with my granddad. I live a long way away from where he lived, and we didn't have like regular phone calls. We weren't in regular contact. So yeah, it's not a I don't care or it didn't bother me. It's just I think that I can cope with that because my routine wasn't disrupted by it. And I think what you're saying, I think if it's classed as a big thing and it will also impact upon my routine, then yeah, I probably will have the same reaction to an NT person. But if it's classed as a big thing, however, it doesn't and it won't affect my routine, then I won't. And I guess the same goes for small things. If it's a small thing, doesn't impact my routine, I'll be fine. But if it's a small thing but does impact my routine, I will just have that big reaction.
Yeah, I feel like now that I've mentioned like big reactions or overreactions, I don't think I have little ones. I don't think I've like had a reaction to something that's been like an inconvenience for my routine and I've gone, oh, that's a bit annoying.
Yeah.
I don't think I do that at all. I think I just sort of go, why is this happening? And I think that's where it comes from. I can't think of stuff that I've just had minor reactions to apart from the big stuff.
Yeah.
The big stuff, like the big things we mentioned, are the things I have minor reactions to because I can't comprehend what impact that actually has on me. Because I try and work it out. I try and think, okay, so this person's died, say. Where were they in this? Like, where do they fit in here? Do I need them for this? No. So it's hard for me to deal with the concept of they're not there anymore, like, as a entity, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the small stuff happens and I've never had a minor reaction to something that's messed with my routine. I've never had something mess with my routine and just go, oh, that's a little bit inconvenient, but fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's always a big thing. Unless, like you said, it's a minor thing and that minor thing has no impact on my day, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think now that I'm thinking about, because obviously my overreaction yesterday was my most recent one. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I now, just from talking about it, I think I understand it a lot better. I think because the thing I overreacted to was basically, I'm trying to think of a better way to put it, but basically there were some things that needed doing on a certain day. I did them and then someone came in and said that it was the wrong day to do them.
Yeah.
But because of they needed doing on the certain day, I then had a plan for that day involving the same items that were going to get done. And I'd spent all of the day before going, tomorrow I'm going to do this with them and then it's going to look better because they'll be gone and it will look cleaner.
Mm.
But then because of this thing, I felt like I couldn't do the ones that I'd set myself for that day, because they could have been wrong too. So my overreaction came from this thought in my head of, now I can't do all of these ones that I've planned, and that was what I'd planned, and I was looking forward to getting it done. And that's what bothered me. And it's weird, because now we've spoken about it, that's definitely what it was. It's odd that at the time I didn't see that, but now that I think about it, that's what it was, because I didn't end up doing what I wanted to do because I was thinking that it was going to be the wrong day.
Yeah, and the thing you're talking about, it was work-related.
Yeah.
We both have the same job. We both work at the same place. However, this minor thing didn't have an impact on me because it was a thing you were doing.
Yeah.
And my reaction to it was just like, it's not a big deal. Who cares? But it was weird because it was part of your routine, your plan, what you were going to do that day. And
yeah,
you're like, plan for the day after as well, and this one thing has like had a knock-on effect and all that, so your reaction was to like swear, kick off and like say stuff to me, and my reaction, because it was, it had in no way had any sort of like impact on anything I was doing, I just kind of went, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, because it didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I think I feel calmer because the day's gone past and now I feel like that the error margin's fine, so I can fix it when I'm next in and I'll get it done then. It probably makes no sense when you're listening, but I think my calm down reaction happened when I realised that I could fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
Well, like I felt like these episodes as well, they initially started out as, like you said, you wanted to do like interviews with me to talk about Asperger's. But I feel like I like doing these episodes where obviously you're new to knowing you're on the spectrum and like figuring out what your Asperger's is. So I feel like sometimes we should just do stuff. The stuff you do, or we've done a few episodes now where it's I've based the topic on something I've noticed you doing or something that's going on with you. And I've just thought it's best that we just talk about it because then you get a better understanding of how what's happening with you is related to your Asperger's.
Oh, I do feel like it makes me understand myself better. And I think I've become a lot calmer just from having these talks, because we talk it out and then I understand it. And the next time I go to overreact over something or have a meltdown, I think, no, remember, you're doing this because of this. And then it's as soon as I know why it's happening, I think it just calms me down because I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's because you're not like getting diagnosed yet and you've still got to wait a couple of months for it happens. Like, and I know they give you like therapy. I'm not saying I'm like your therapist.
No.
But I feel like when stuff's happening with you, and I've noticed you had a few overreactions this week in general to stuff that I just thought, to anybody else, it looks like you're really stressed.
Yeah.
But I know it was literally an isolated incident. So I just thought I'd do these episodes with you every now and then just to get you to understand why you're doing stuff, which I guess will make it easier for next time it happens, like you said. And anybody listening to this, like, I suppose it helps as well understand certain things that you might be doing and you don't know why. It's not, I'm not saying like I'm like the expert, but I guess if me and you talk about it, it makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know if it's helpful to anyone else, but maybe just give it a go, just like talking it out with yourself. Because to me, us having these chats like really helps me get myself.
Okay, that is the end of this episode.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening again. I've noticed that our listens per episode have gone up now. I didn't notice it. I didn't check our stats for a few days and it's massively gone up. So that's because of everybody like talking about it. Everyone carry on like talking in our groups, like our page on Facebook, which is Them Asperger's. We are on other social media, but the other ones they're not really going anywhere, so it doesn't matter. I'm just using the Facebook thing. But yeah, anyone wants to join the group, just find our page on Facebook, ask for an invite, we will let you in talk to other people on there. There's loads of people on there now with Asperger's talking to each other. There's quite a lot of interesting people on there as well, talking about stuff that even I was like, oh, really? So that's good. Like I say, this episode will go up. We usually post them for those that are wondering when the time goes up. It's usually about, I try and get them on at 12 o'clock on a Monday.
That is GMT.
Oh yeah.
For anyone that's not in there.
So that's but sometimes I'm a little bit over, sometimes a little bit before, but it's roughly around midday Monday. UK time is when it goes up there. If anybody's wanting to know when they post up, but then I post them in the Facebook group and that kind of thing, and everyone can follow it on there. I think next week I think we should do coping mechanisms next week. So anyone that's interested in getting, like, normally I don't announce it a week before, but I figure we should do that. Somebody's asked about that, somebody wants us to copy that one anyway. And not talking about coping mechanisms in general, because everybody's coping mechanisms are different, but talk about mine and yours.
Yeah,
because I've always felt like I haven't got any, but the more I think about it, the more I think, oh wait, actually now I've got a few.
Yeah, no, I've got loads. But if anyone does want to just comment in the group and let us know what yours are, be interesting to read, and also we could probably discuss it, especially if there's any that we read and think, actually, I haven't realised, but that's one of mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, that's it for this week.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye.